3, 2, 1.
Here we go! Welcome to this episode of The No Normal Show, brought to you by Revive. This is where we leave all things status quo, traditional, old school, and boring in the dust, and we celebrate the new, the powerful, the innovative, the future, all related to how brands can lead the way in health. I'm your co-host, Stephanie Weirwill, EVP of Engagement, and I'm joined by the one, the only, the incredible Chris Wickline, SVP of Strategy. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Stephanie. How are you today?
I'm good. You know, Chris, I joked. Well, I didn't joke, but it became a joke that I said spring is right around the corner here in Nashville, and you said, not for us in the Midwest.
And what is it now? What's it doing in Nashville right now?
Well, it's still spring. It's still spring here. But I don't know wherever our listeners are all around the globe. I'm sure it's many versions of non-spring.
Well, Stephanie, you were right. The world is upside down in the Midwest. We were supposed to hit 68 degrees today. I have not stepped outside my door. But this is February, 68 degrees. The world is upside down. The world is upside down, not just in weather-wise,
but there's a lot of
– there you go.
There you go. Yeah, we're not just meteorologists here. Okay, so that is really the headline here, right? We're doing a newsflash by No Normal. And what we're doing is a short little deep dive, maybe a short little non-deep dive, actually, into a few of the hot headlines. And yes, the world is upside down. We're going to start with the most chaotic news headline that is keeping all healthcare organizations on their toes, and that is cyber attacks. Cyber attacks continue. They've been happening for a while. They've been rampant. They've been heating up across health systems, hospitals, and healthcare organizations broadly. And the big new news is that on February 22, a major cyber attack occurred on Change Healthcare, which is owned by United Health Group. And it's got the industry reeling, but it also has really hit the mass news headlines, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, all of the above, because it's a big deal, right? Because United Health Group has access to lots and lots of patient data, of course, and Change Healthcare is actually unable to process prescriptions. And we're several days into this, and it's still on pause. And that means that health systems and all who get prescriptions filled through Change are completely on pause there. And in fact, the American Hospital Association jumped in and said that they recommend and continue to recommend that healthcare organizations that have been disrupted by this continue to remain disconnected from Optum. So yikes.
Yeah, it's scary. So 67,000 pharmacies care for 131 individual customers. I mean, that's just the scale of this is just absolutely crazy. TRICARE, the nation's military healthcare provider is impacted in total. So basically, the word is that, at least the word Optum is putting out, is that it's a suspected nation-state associated attack, which I think is also kind of just fascinating, the magnitude of this, right? So what blew my mind is, you know, we see so much about cyber attacks, right, in the news, and we all know organizations in our space who've been affected. What blew my mind, Stephanie, is in an article that just came out, AHA was quoted as saying there's one ransomware attack every week. They also noted in a chief healthcare executive, AHA was quoted last as saying in December that there were 500 hacks in 2023 of healthcare systems. I mean, it's mind-blowing. And you know what? As a marketing and communications professional, it makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up. It is scary.
It is. It is scary for lots of reasons. So I think that's a good point to make is, you know, a lot of our listeners are marketing communications professionals. So, you know, we are not the crew that's able to go in and say, here's how we fix it. Here's how we make our systems more secure. But what we are able to do is ensure that we're communicating with patients and with our audiences in the right way when these things happen, which is, you know, they always happen in the middle of the night. They always get MNC teams out of bed, right? And working around the clock to respond to these crises. So, you know, as we consider, what does this mean? I think, first of all, it's important to consider that no organization is ever 100% you know, safe or secure from these kinds of things. And what is your proactive plan? And how are you scenario planning far in advance so that if and when this happens, hopefully not ever, that you're prepared. Is there anything else that you would share with folks, Chris, as we think about this kind of issue?
Well, kind of two things. I mean, obviously having a crisis plan in place is critical, and I'm betting a lot of organizations do. I'm betting, you know, some have, I'm betting the level of kind of specificity and detail in them is probably varies. One thing that comes to mind for me is, gosh, given where health systems have been at, we also can't afford to be, you know, stopping all of our, you know, all of the programs that we have to kind of deal with crises. So key part of planning in my mind is, you know, it becomes the big challenge. How do you kind of make sure that you've got the right staff focused when you have circumstances like this coming up, but that hopefully you can keep as much of your team focused on doing the important things that we need to do to drive, you know, to drive business, to keep, you know, communication and engagement with patients going even through the tough times, which is a tall order. It is a tall order, you know, for folks in our profession.
It is. It is. And here at Revive, we talk a lot about the chaos of healthcare and how we like to embrace it. But what that also means is that we can't just run from chaos to chaos. The embracing part is, and what are we also doing to create a better future and to proactively, not just, you know, proactively react, but also think about what are the opportunities for the organization. So yes, that is a big challenge for teams. Okay, so the world is upside down. this next headline, I think that, you know, it's the world is upside down and here's a solution type of headline. So there was an op-ed shared earlier this month in Fortune where Amazon's health services chief medical officer wrote a really lovely piece about how physician burnout crisis is here, it's happening, it's been here, but AI can solve it. And specifically generative AI. So she focused on elements around, you know, AI transcribing, communicating with patients, and a whole variety of elements. Chris, do you want to talk a little bit more about what was in that piece?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was, you know, she talked a lot about just the dizzying stats that we all kind of know a lot about, right? The amount of pajama time, you know, the overload of, you know, being able to process and distill information about a patient, you know, when all you've got is a 15-minute appointment and what you're doing to get, you know, prepare ahead of time for that. Those are the kinds of places that seem to be, you know, and of course, generating notes, right? I mean, you know, coming out of your engagement with patients, how are you also documenting that? So I don't know. I think that seems to be, you know, scribe applications seem to be one kind of the very, what I would say is fast mover space for a lot of health systems, you know, who are looking, as well as a lot of the, you know, as well as Epic and other EHR vendors and how they're incorporating these capabilities to kind of solve with it, at least within the health system realm.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, we're not here to say, A, this is the solution, and certainly not that Amazon is going to be the solver, but more so just that it's interesting that Amazon is really leaning into this in terms of a thought leadership platform, because in addition to their Scribe solutions, you know, they've also been building some infrastructure around Amazon Clinic, which they call message-based care or message-based consultation, which is essentially part of that pajama time is, you know, notes, but it's also the communication with patients. And so what they're working on is, one, those sort of solutions for scribing, but also the back and forth communication with patients and kind of triaging the messaging side of it. So it seems like they're coming at this from various angles. And again, not saying that this is the full solution, not saying that Amazon is going to win here, but just that this thought leadership platform is one that they are growing and that they're looking to partner with health systems and others.
I just think it's fascinating because it's just changing so rapidly. And again, to your point, you know, they obviously have a lot of applications that they're trying to do to kind of bring together their own care offering. And it also seems like they're partnering with, you know, with third parties to make things like HealthScribe available in their platforms. They're, you know, so they're trying to, they're trying to monetize these things. And of course they're sitting on, you know, what, 40-ish percent of the healthcare cloud market. So they're using these in their own cake, and they're trying to figure out how to make it available in pieces across the ecosystem. So it's going to be cool to see how these, you know, these business models play out.
It is. It is. And we've talked a lot about the funnel wars with new entrants coming in at the top of the funnel. I think this is kind of we're seeing now in the last 6 months-ish where, yes, they're coming in at the top of the funnel, but they're also coming in with infrastructure solutions. So the funnel wars is changing. Okay, last topic here. It's a little lighter. It's a little easier. it's about how consumers are watching video. So a report came out from Nielsen that highlighted all kinds of interesting insights around TV usage and video streaming. And one of the interesting elements was that for the last 12 consecutive months, YouTube has actually been the top streaming service. So dig into that. What does that mean? So Nielsen shared some data around consumption of broadcast versus streaming versus cable versus other video platforms. And, you know, as we've all known for quite some time, of course, broadcast has been shrinking in terms of its piece of the pie, broadcast and cable, really, and streaming has been growing. But usually as we talk about streaming, I think that we tend to think OTT, over the top, and connected TV. We tend to think Hulu. We tend to think, you know, more recently Netflix, which has built out their ads platform, and Amazon Prime, which is rolling out ads. All of those services trying to monetize the ad space and go up against the Hulus of the world. But YouTube is often thought of more of in that social digital category. And YouTube is actually the number one streaming service in the streaming pie. Now, to be clear, that's only 9% of the total pie. So we don't want to go too crazy here. But I do think that it's important when we consider media buying and planning. You know, yes, most of health organizations and certainly our clients do have a presence on YouTube in terms of paid, but just haven't thought of it in this way before, really. Chris, do you have any reactions to this data?
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, I was surprised, right? I mean, you know, again, this isn't necessarily an area of my expertise, but the percent of the pie really did surprise me. I also think, you know, I look at some of the other players and it just feels like, I don't know, maybe this is just the way of the world, ripe for consolidation. How long can folks like Pluto, you know, and even Roku to a certain extent, you know, hang out with, you know, just a smaller percent? I don't know. I don't have the answers, but you would seem like sooner or later, there's also going to be consolidation in this space.
I hope so, just for the sake of my own consumer wallet, right? I really hope so. But also for the sake of advertising, buying, and planning, and the ability to have data, you know, in one place and all of that as we think about programmatic video. So yes, I really hope that we start to see more consolidation. Okay, well, with that, if we go too long, this won't be short. And this is supposed to be a short episode, a news flash. So let's wrap it up. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for joining. If ever there's something you want us to cover, let us know. Shoot us an email at nonormal@reviveagency.com. Share the show. Give us a rating and review. We love it. And until next time, don't be satisfied with the normal. Even when the world is upside down, push that no normal. And we'll talk to you soon. 3, 2, 1.